My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out today at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. A lot of creative juices happening during the break regarding our Thanksgiving Eve celebration next Wednesday.
Greg had some incredible ideas. He's taking this over. McSafety, if you please contact Greg, he'll have an assignment. There'll be a lot of assignments going on that day.
So we announced this today.
We did, yeah.
So people just joining in the show, yeah. We're going to have a Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
Yes, yeah, from 6 to 9 a.m. It'll probably spill over a little after 9.
Might be
a lot of hustling and bustling around here.
We've already had a chef offering up food to
and
bring.
Kaser's
got donuts, of course. McSafety will have donuts and be in charge of the tree with Greg.
Yes.
The tree
will be on the window, and that's where we put our things we're thankful for.
It'll be a tree that's drawn onto the window somehow.
Yeah, Greg's doing it with the old stuff from the 70s. I remember it very clearly when you'd pinstripe your own car, and Greg has some of that. So he's going to make a tree out of a pinstriping.
That sounds good.
Should be remarkable.
Greg is very creative. He made you guys a massage gun one time with a tennis ball attached.
I still have it. Very creative. It's out of a jigsaw.
Very innovative.
It's out of a jigsaw. Yeah.
To say he's creative is an understatement.
Yes, that's why Greg's in charge of this.
Innovative.
We'll have some form of a gift giving for that also for a...
Wait a second.
we're not drawing names or anything. No, we want to have an event. So you bring in, hopefully it's going to be canned goods.
We're giving it to a food forward.
We'll
have a container.
Yes, a
large one.
A large container to bring in canned goods.
Yep.
Yes.
Non-perishable items.
You don't want a bunch of bananas.
But hamburger helper is great.
The helper would be perfect.
Campbell's soup would be great.
You got it.
Chunky soup.
Rice-a-roni.
Baked beans.
Duke's idea.
Duke will be here for that. He will be.
No way, Duke's coming.
Duke will be manning. He will man the large container.
I finally get to meet Duke.
For the sixth time. Beef Tacos has chimed in. He says, can I put the things I'm thankful for on the tree outside the station? Well, that and the one inside the station, Beef Tacos. Yeah. Come on. Both of them. Wait a second.
Yes. Beef Tacos He's gonna come chimed down. In.
Yeah, Tacos will be here. Is there any chance that the blanket will be here? Any chance that the wet blanket shows up?
I'm WB. No, you're not.
Yes.
He can't show his face, can he?
He's
welcome to.
Is there any part of you that I just want to imagine what WB looks like? I don't know if I want to meet him. I just like imagining what he looks like. I'm not even going to share what I think, but I almost like if he
I don't know. I met Blitzkrieg, and it was worth it.
Freaked you out, didn't
it? Yeah, it freaked me out a little bit, but it was well worth it.
So we're having a celebration.
Yes, next
celebration.
Wednesday.
Anybody else coming, Jake? Anybody else texting in?
I saw a lot. Sarah's coming in from Fallbrook, and nice. Someone from Wahoo's coming down.
Sarah's coming in. I've met her.
Grant Durant, of course, will be here.
Durant, yes. Great.
Eric and Lincoln says he'll be here.
A lot of cast of characters.
Quattro will be here. Bring your kids down.
Love to have it. Let's see who comes the biggest distance. Right now, McSafety's on the... He's coming from Cozad.
It's pretty tough to beat Cozad.
He's coming from Cozad.
Now, here's what's... Someone might be in town for Thanksgiving. They might already have made the trip Tuesday,
That's true.
I'm here from Arizona.
Bahamas. That's kind
of cool. There's a chance that McSafety gets, yeah, he does get beat on this because
Trumped.
Yes, because of the distance of Thanksgiving.
Sean in Omaha will be here. So.
Coming down from Omaha.
Sean
That's
in
not
Omaha.
Not quite as yes. far as Cozad, though, but you know.
I know what Sean looks like. I've met him.
Yes. Oh, this nice. Is going to be
James
fun.
Says that kids are off school that day. I'll bring them in so they can eat up all the donuts. Yes.
Yeah, bring him in.
They can eat up yeah, all the donuts.
Yeah, do whatever. James, we'll do have them for him. Kayser, make it 8 dozen.
Why not 10?
Kayser, he jumped on that.
I want to know what the chef's going to bring. The chef has offered up.
Is there any other food. Chefs that want to show up?
We have one chef, Matthew. Chef Matthew says he's in. Anybody
else you guys have, please feel free.
Eric says he'll bring some Village Inn pie.
Oh, wow. Is he thinking French silk? Is he thinking French silk?
We know Tip will have pie at 7 a.m. Why yeah. wouldn't
Oh,
he?
He'll have a big piece of pie at 7 a.m.
Stuffed by 9 a.m.
Hope it's French silk great. Or pecan.
Greg's wife.
Is pecan made, pie going to be here?
I hope so.
Greg's wife made me a pumpkin pie on Saturday. I've already eaten half of it.
Now, do you eat it just with a fork
don't
right out of
it,
the
don't
deal?
Don't say
you
that.
You do it, don't
no,
you?
No, don't say
you
that.
You do it. I know you did. Yeah, I know you did.
We're not talking
I know you
about
did.
That. We're not talking
hand
about
hand to God.
That.
Hand
I'm
to
not,
God.
I'm not saying.
Hater standing up at your counter, just eating it right out of the deal.
Because that's what you do.
I do. Absolutely, I do. I don't make any bones about it.
I'm not sharing that kind of thing.
Well, we look forward to our...
God, we have a party.
Thanksgiving Eve bash. Breaker Appreciation
Day. We have a band. We have a live band.
No.
Paul Phillips.
Paul Phillips,
where are you?
Paul Phillips, if you're listening, is there any chance you could be set up here playing some Thanksgiving and Christmas music?
Does anybody know Paul Phillips?
Give me a Thanksgiving yes. song, Phil.
It's a simple guitar.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring
What's,
a whole
What is
band.
Your best Thanksgiving song?
Do you have any?
You don't even have to sing Thanksgiving song.
No, just Paul Phillips, please be here for this.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR.
We'll take that.
Yes.
It'd be entertaining.
Hey, next if still. Phillips shows
that would
with
be,
a guitar.
With a guitar, that'd be remarkable.
Where should I plug in at? Anywhere you want,
Paul. Hey, fire it up.
Hey, if Paul's not listening, any of his friends that are listening, let him know.
Please reach out to him.
And I have his number.
We'll text him then. All right. Look forward to that. 464-5685. Call or text as always. 2 games to go for Nebraska. Now, we did mention briefly last hour that Iowa did fall to USC. 21-7 lead. I guess they lost 3 offensive line starters in the second half. Not sure if they're out for a long time, but they lost
I didn't know that. I didn't even notice
O-line
that.
Starters in the second half.
I watched the entire game, and I will tell you, I did not notice
I
that.
I can give you the names here in a second. That
Are they out for the year, Jake?
That's what I don't know.
That is a
I don't
huge
know.
Get to that
difference.
Right now.
I'm trying to figure it out. I lost the text.
Iowa came out throwing, which was...
And it worked.
It worked.
They led 21-7.
Yeah. They didn't score in the second half.
No. Wrapped it up.
No.
USC got rolling in the third quarter. I mean, really got rolling. Got Lemon, Makai Lemon, and Jacoby Lane going.
The names Bo Stevens, Cade Pieper, and Jennings Dunker all left the game against USC.
Pieper's a kid from Norfolk that starts at right guard, number 58.
Okay. Right tackle Jennings Dunker.
Okay. Wow.
Left the game.
I didn't know they left.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm not sure... Again, if they're out for a while, we don't know that until today probably, but they left the game at some point, second half against USC.
I got to tell you something. I read stuff about that game. I don't think they're serious injuries. I read stuff about the game afterward that wasn't even mentioned.
Yep.
Yeah. What bothers me is that I watched the game, and I don't remember.
I didn't even know.
No, I watched the whole game.
We both watched it and didn't even notice.
What happened to... I didn't watch the second half. I was getting ready for
USC
Nebraska.
USC just got rolling.
They had chances. They moved the ball. I mean, Iowa moved it a little bit. Couldn't get anything going. Any score probably wins the game. The last play when a guy would on the 6-yard line is out by a millimeter, and he was out.
Oh, Wiegen.
Yeah, he was out.
I think it was
but
Wiegen.
Also, he didn't... My dad brought this up. He didn't have to jump.
Okay.
He could.
He was out by that much.
Yeah, it was close. He didn't have to jump. But anyway, he was out, and that ended the game.
It did. It was fourth down.
But
Long completion, just barely out of bounds.
I did a little bit of research. So it was kind of like, okay.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. for simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more. Visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Okay, I just looked at Big Ten and Iowa and Minnesota. It's like, okay, they're both 6-4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them like that, they've literally beaten nobody.
Iowa?
Neither one. They just pull up their record. Pull up their deal right now. I was going to re-pull it. But
can Iowa
they've beat
Oregon, but almost doesn't
count.
They
have four crushing losses.
Their wins are Albany.
Yep.
Their wins are UMass, who hasn't won a game yet.
Right.
Their win is Minnesota. Is it a Purdue? I mean, you take their wins, and it's like...
They beat Wisconsin, who's terrible. Beat Rutgers 38-28.
So their losses...
And they beat Penn State, who, again, is 1-6 in conference play.
Their losses are all crushing. Iowa State...
By 3.
Indiana... Yeah.
By 5.
Oregon...
By 2.
And USC.
By 5.
All games that went to the wire.
So they've had good losses, but haven't beat anybody. Right. Minnesota's the same thing. They've not beaten anybody.
Is Minnesota 6-4?
They're 6-4.
They are.
And they have a tough game this week. Then they got Wisconsin. Not a tough game, but a game that they could lose, if I remember correctly. But I was just shocked at it. We started going, okay, who'd you beat? And it's like, well, really?
Minnesota has a good chance of getting to 8-4, actually, because they play at Northwestern this week. They're underdogs, but they can beat Northwestern. And then they close hosting Wisconsin, who is,
get to 8-4.
Yeah, things went magical for him.
Did you guys see the other news from the Big Ten yesterday? Mike Lox, he's coming back next year.
Lox is back.
Did see that.
Lox is back.
The fade has continued. They lost again this past weekend. They're 4-6. They've lost a lot of games in a row, but Lox is coming back next year.
I think it's 6 in a row.
I think it's six in a row
they've lost. Also, the interesting part about it is, which again is my confusion, the AD said, we're changing everything. We're going to give him more money, more NIL to retain the... to retain players and to go get players. We're giving more money to Lox. But you can't give more money, technically. So it's like it's supposed to be real NIL. None of this stuff adds up.
No, it doesn't.
Because real NIL means that means it's a car company that's going to pay you, whatever, 10 grand to come do autographs. So, and the car company, they pay for it. So this the only thing that could be different would be in the rev share. Maybe they didn't get the 15... that everybody else was getting.
So you think the AD in-house is saying, we'll give you more.
Maybe it was like... Maybe
but then you got to give somebody less.
Less. Yeah, so that's what I mean. So like, hey, listen, here's what we're doing.
Wow. Bill, I'm totally with you on this. It's just like the Nebraska discussion. So where's all this extra money coming from? And how do you disseminate it?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, and it just appears as if it's like... It is like remember I said, I had the handshake, this is how we're doing it? It's not how we're doing it. I mean, no one's doing that. Everybody's talking about.
I mean, they're not following the letter of the law.
They were talking about. Someone was talking about it still with Sellers from South Carolina. They're going like, yeah, there's no way he's back there next year. He'll go someplace else next year for huge money. I'm like, how do you give him huge money? You know, how do you give him? He said he had offers last year to leave South Carolina up to $6 million to leave 6-7. So imagine if can you offer him? Can Miami offer?
Sellers was getting $6 million offers.
That's what was said. Which we always know that's elevated.
Yeah,
but geez, what if it's $3 million?
But I bet he was getting 3 to 4.
Woo!
That's
remarkable.
And my point is, okay, where's he going to go down? What's he going to do? So Miami, can you give him $5 million?
I guess you can.
How are we doing this?
So Virginia Tech, it's the same discussion.
And there's no law.
Virginia Tech, they're saying the same thing. We're ramping up their NIL.
But we said,
how's that work?
Yeah, we said it's got to all be on the up and up, and it has to be agreed upon that this is true NIL.
So
basically, the whole plan is completely washed away.
Do you see the confusion?
It's completely washed away.
Do you see the confusion this puts in fans' heads?
Yeah. All it is now the university is now paying. What they should have done is just left it. Then the university wouldn't have these budget crisis.
20.5 million.
They should have just said, hey, you guys just keep funding it yourself and let it go. Yeah. It makes no sense. And there's no laws. And because there's no collective bargaining, so nothing has been gained. And the AD came out from Arkansas who said it out loud. We're not in the third lane. Who is? Everybody else in the third lane. We're not in the third lane. Oh, you better get in the third lane because that's how it's going to be.
It seems like now the problem with the third lane is the NCAA is still an enforcement body. And they still can come after you and make your life miserable if they finger you. Yeah. They can't possibly get everybody.
No.
But they might say, well, let's make an example of Team X.
Just like they did with Michigan State. Let's get Michigan State. Let's get Akron like that.
Yeah.
Hey, should we come for this? I want you to think about this.
And then your life's miserable.
Michigan State had to vacate all kinds. Was there any scandal bigger than the Michigan scandal that's been talked about?
No.
Zero vacations.
It's crickets
now. Zero.
It's crickets.
Nothing.
Did Michigan
State
get a postseason ban?
I don't know if they got postseason ban. But they got money taken away. They got games taken away.
Oh, those guys got show cause.
Yeah, they got show cause. You name it. They got crushed.
Tucker's got show cause. He ain't getting back in.
And they took games away from when Tucker wasn't even coaching there.
Yeah, I don't mind the vacated wins, but Bill, what if you got a show cause? You're pretty much done, right?
Oh, yeah, you're done. Yeah. You're done.
No postseason ban.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No postseason ban. But 14 wins vacated from 2022 to 2024.
Do you really regard? Okay, now I'm just going to say what I think. I don't care about that. If I was a coach,
no. But why do they even?
We
do
won
it?
The game.
Why do they even do it?
I don't
That's
know.
The dumbest thing.
Right.
That's they're going to get you guys. No one even cares.
Who cares?
Also, they asked Jonathan Smith, "Were you aware of some of these allegations and inquiries and investigations?" He goes, "No, I was not aware. I was aware of some things, but now he had no idea what he was walking into." And you want to talk about a mess?
Oh God,
Michigan State is the mess of all messes in football right now. They have lost everything.
And it's really unfortunate. That was a good program for a long time.
And they're so upside down now. The whole thing with Mel Tucker threw it. And they're just lost.
I don't think Tucker can be found.
I still saw this weekend Jonathan Smith is a top 5 option for UCLA still. And he's 0-7 in conference play. He's like, please take me. I'm there tonight.
I don't know.
Names have to start happening here pretty quick. As of right now, the regular season right now, you're looking at, you got 12 days left. A lot of games are on earlier than that. So you're looking at, season's about over. And there's not been a coach named. And the weirdest one is obviously Franklin, because he's available.
And that looks like a lot of Va-Tech steam.
There's
right
big
now.
Steam Saturday on that. Yeah.
Yeah, Va-Tech, but it's not done. It's not done.
I think he's holding out, waiting for some other place. Because everyone knows that winning a national championship at Va-Tech will be really hard. It's super hard to win one. Not to get in the playoffs. You can do that. You can pull that off. But to win it all, man, you better be at one of those Florida LSUs, something of that nature.
Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious. The lights last night on the
changed
house.
Changed them up. Laura
Denham
special.
What?
We went Christmas, but we went
nice.
Green, red, white. No, green, white, red. Every one. So it looked incredible.
Looked good. It popped.
Yeah, it popped. So first of all, I kind of like that. Let's change that. Just the green and red doesn't do enough. You need the white in there.
Okay.
It made a huge difference.
Huge.
Yes.
I saw
huge.
Neighbors hanging their lights. I'm like, I kind of felt bad. I'm like, I got these lights up. We're good to go. I'll put them on Christmas lights right now.
Just stand over there with your phone and go, what are you guys putting up there? They plug them in.
They watch this.
Watch this. They go, oh, those are sweet white lights. We got those. How about this?
I can match if you want me to.
Hey, you like this? How about this? You like this?
If you want that kind of power, that kind of fun in your life.
I got 400 of these bad boys.
Neiman & Sons Roofing as well as
HaloCustomLighting.com.
It's worth your time.
He flaunts that pool.
You could put lights on the pool, too.
Yeah. Oh, you sure could.
Sure could. What a weekend, Jake. Look at him.
Great weekend. Take it over and still.
And the best Dolphins sporting won. Event he's ever been to.
Best sporting event he's ever been to.
I said Husker basketball.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it was
not the best sporting event.
He painted up there.
He's eating wings, drinking beer, and he's hugging people. He's hugging strangers.
High five and
that is all. That all happened. 100%.
He hugged. Did you ever hug your wife?
Absolutely. I did.
In a suite.
In
a suite.
When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, best of the weekend. Texas at 464-568-525. $25 to Val's on the line for you next on Early Break on the Ticket.